President Bush spent today on the campaign trail.
See, I'm here in Lima asking for the vote.
That's Lima, Ohio, one of several stops on a bus tour through the state the president won 4 years ago. This time, polls show he faces a tight race with opponent John Kerry, especially with parts of the heavily industrial state suffering economically.
This economy of ours has recovered from recession, corporate scandal, and attacks, and yet there are parts of your state that are lagging behind the national economy. Understand that.
Both presidential candidates are concentrating huge amounts of time and money in swing states like Ohio. In fact, never has so much money been spent on so few voters. Democrats and Republicans are spending more than ever, hundreds of millions of dollars, to reach a narrow fringe of undecided voters, fewer than 1 in 10 nationwide. Missouri is another battleground state, getting a heavy dose of 30-second spots from both campaigns as well as independent groups. President Bush narrowly won the state's 11 electoral votes in 2000, and polls now show the race there in a dead heat. NPR's John McChesney went to Missouri to see how much the ad blitz is swaying swing voters.
Missouri is the nation's bellwether state. With only one exception, it's gone for the winner every time since 1900. It has conservative rural areas with the more liberal bookend cities of St. Louis and Kansas City. The campaigns are lavishing attention on the show-me state. Kansas City has seen an unprecedented storm of advertising, some 6,000 ads since March. Stephen Caliendo teaches political science at Kansas City's Avila University.
It is inexpensive. You're also reaching a large rural population in Kansas City, where in St. Louis you're not getting as much because you have so much of the suburbs sort of getting the coverage on the affiliates. In Kansas City, lots of rural areas, lots of those folks are getting Kansas City news.
Well, it may be cheaper and more efficient, but from the decidedly unscientific sampling of folks we talked with in Kansas City and surrounding rural areas, it appears that the commercial cacophony falls mostly on deaf ears.
Really good lineup of heifers out for this championship in this division.
At the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, we talked with undecided voters who are, to borrow an old Missouri saying, scarce as hen's teeth.
I try to avoid the commercials. It's
those
hard
guys,
to.
Those guys spend a lot of money on
them. Yeah, they waste a lot of money on them.
Oh, I see them every once in a while. I don't pay too much attention to them. They tell you anything to get your vote, but I don't know whether you can believe everything you hear.
I watch them, but I don't believe nothing.
Well, they spend a lot of money on those trying to get you decided.
Yeah, I know. They're wasting their time on me.
Crystal, Gary Kidwell, and Denzel Barber offering their opinions. From Sedalia, we went to Grandview, on the southern fringe of the Kansas City metro area, where farm and suburb intersect. The 10th precinct here, including the old part of town, is where Harry Truman's mother lived. Truman often visited Grandview, but today he might wonder why it isn't more faithful to the Democratic Party. The precinct went for Reagan twice, then for Dukakis, then for Clinton, and then for Bush by just 8 votes in 2000. Grandview's split lives on in Jerry Thornsberry, who's digging into a plate of biscuits and gravy at Shirley's restaurant. He's a Southern Baptist who was the school superintendent here a few years ago. He voted for Bush in 2000.
I'm sitting on the fence at this point in time. I'm looking for something positive to cause me to vote for one of the other.
Thornsberry says he's emotionally inclined to vote for the president, but he has serious reservations.
I've been somewhat disappointed in the overall tone and tenor of his management.
So we looked at a couple of commercials both candidates were running in the region. This Bush campaign ad talks about 9/11.
We cannot hesitate. We cannot yield. We must do everything in our power to bring an enemy to justice before they hurt us again.
Thornsberry says what he likes about the ad is that unlike most Bush campaign ads, it doesn't attack Kerry.
The thing I dislike about it is that it's focusing on something that's happened in the past. I would much prefer a proactive ad as if I'm reelected. These are the kinds of things I'm going to do to make life better in America.
So how about this jobs ad from the Democratic National Committee?
John Kerry's plan? End job-killing tax loopholes and provide incentives to companies who create good jobs here.
There's nothing in the ad that really tells me how he's going to do it, but generally the message I respond to rather favorably.
But Jerry Thornsberry says commercials probably won't help him make up his mind. An event, like the capture of Osama bin Laden, might, or a better explanation from Kerry on his tax plan. Irwin's Cafe is on Grandview's Seen Better Days Main Street. A muted television set runs Fox News. Ernest Fields, an African-American who owns Irwin's Cafe, his first business in which he and his wife invested everything they had back in March, Fields was the only voter we talked to who said a campaign commercial really impressed him. It was a Bush campaign ad.
The one that really stood out with me is the one with John Kerry. He's saying, no, I don't think we should be in Iraq. Yes, I voted for it, you know. And it shows, you know, undisputedly how he flip-flops on the issues, you know.
Fields incorrectly remembers the ad, which featured a clip of Kerry saying he voted for the $87 billion for the war in Iraq before he voted against it. Kerry didn't say he didn't believe the United States should be in Iraq. But in any case, Fields says the ad convinced him to vote for the president. In Kansas City proper, Harry Zisi has his computer leasing company housed in the old Brookside neighborhood. Zisi says he voted for Bush in 2000 and is leaning that way again, but without conviction.
He's given me no reasons to vote for him. I'm probably going to vote for him only because John Kerry hasn't given me any reasons to vote for him.
Zisi also looked at the Kerry ad about jobs and the Bush ad about security. He said he doubted Kerry's ability to change the employment picture. And about the Bush ad, he said he wanted to hear more about how the president would make America safer.
What is he going to do to make us more secure? Was invading Iraq going to make us more secure? Perhaps getting a free Iraq might make us more secure, and I think that's the part of the ball that he dropped.
Out east of Kansas City in the Missouri River Valley, Lexington sports a Civil War vintage courthouse with a cannonball still embedded in one of its columns. Just up the street, Vivian Moore works in an antique shop. In 2000, she voted for the president, but this year, she's up for grabs.
I really haven't decided yet. I've voted Democratic and I voted Republican, and now this year, I don't know where I'm going to go.
She says she's concerned about what's happening in Iraq and the money it's costing. And all those commercials she's been seeing?
When they come on, I just put the mute on, so I'm not hearing what they're really saying.
Further into the heart of the state, where the old Santa Fe Trail crossed the Missouri River, lies the historic village of Arrow Rock. People celebrate history here on the weekends, like Jeannie Foster, who's come in from her farm in Warrensburg to play her dulcimer on the old main street. Jeannie Foster also voted for George Bush in 2000.
I usually vote for the man, but I'm leaning towards Democratic this year. Mm-hmm. I know some people that have been for Bush are kind of thinking otherwise now, so I don't know what's going to happen.
But Rob Rice, a farmer from Clifton Hill, may be more representative of rural Missouri, where social issues energize the conservative Republican base. The state just passed an amendment to ban gay marriage by a wide margin. In Rice's case, a candidate's position on abortion is key.
A lot of my decision-making on who I support as a candidate comes down to basically the moral issue. And that is one that's usually cut and dried, pro-life, pro-choice.
And he says since John Kerry is pro-choice, it's highly unlikely he'll vote for him. Although when shown Kerry's ad about jobs, he said he had a moment's hesitation. That moment may not be much, but it's the reason both campaigns are spending hundreds of millions and focusing their ads on an ever-shrinking target of the still undecided. John McChesney, NPR News.